We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny shit to say out of his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey
of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Lauren started coughing soon as I lit the Palo Santos.
I told you, I think you're putting spells on me.
Says a lot. I'm just doing this because I want to keep any bad spirits out the room, because Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, July 25th goes to a singer named Bracarde. I think I'm pronouncing her name right. Now, this is the Donkey of the Day update, by the way, okay? Because it's like, where are they now? See, in the history of hee-haws, we have had some very interesting characters, and Bracarde is one of them. She is 40 years old now, and a couple of years ago when I first gave her Donkey of the Day, I gave her a Donkey of the Day because she decided that she wanted to marry a ghost.
Wow.
Yeah, she decided that she didn't want to do Tell Death to Us Part. She wanted hers already dead, okay? She married the spirit of a Victorian soldier named Eduardo. One stormy night in 2021, when the poltergeist proposed to her after bursting into her bedroom and professing his love for her. Y'all think I'm making this up, but I'm not. Let's go to the morning to hear her, hear Bracarde talk about it.
So just remind us how you met Eduardo.
It was an unconventional meeting, let's say that. He kind of burst into my bedroom in the dead of night and kind of captivated me, sent sensations all over my body, and that was our first encounter.
He's Victorian?
He's a Victorian soldier, yes.
Right.
So you got used to the relationship. You're now very much in love. And in fact, yeah. last time when you came on to talk about it, you told that here. What? What is it?
He's here.
Is he? Well, I should hope so too. It's your wedding day.
Where is he?
Can't you see him?
No. This is real. Definitely not. Definitely not here. And you'd think that I would be able to see him.
He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me.
Oh my God.
Well, that's fair enough.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, don't worry.
He's a bit rude.
I'm not marrying him.
No, I know.
What are we listening to?
Today's update in Donkey of the Day, okay? And the reason Bricardi is getting another hee-haw is because this past weekend a story broke. I was reading it on Metro.com, and the story is a singer who claimed to have married the ghost of a Victorian soldier says she's getting divorced.
Bro.
We just heard how they met, but according to her, they supposedly became inseparable, and the ghost even sent her cryptic messages in the shower. If you are married to the crypt keeper, isn't every message a cryptic message? Now, this is where it gets really good, y'all. Bricardi said they started having issues because she said, "I want a summer wedding," but the ghost hates the heat, probably because he escaped hell. I don't know that man, don't know where he went in the afterlife, but I can only assume that a ghost who hates heat only knows what said heat feels like in the afterlife because he at least passed through Hades at least once. Not to mention, according to her, she wants it to be hot because she secretly would love to make him melt. Bricardi, are you dating Slimer from Ghostbusters or Frosty the Snowman? I mean, what do you mean you want to make him melt? You really got to pick what plot line of Ghostbusters you want to run with. You either going to marry a ghost or you going to melt the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and make s'mores. I'm not making any of this up. Bricardi said, and I quote, "I want a summer wedding, but he hates the heat, and I'd secretly love to make him melt, but he disappears often enough as it is." Bricardi, that's called ghosting, all right? What do you expect when you marry a ghost? Imagine rationalizing in your mind that you've had relationship problems from the start, and one of those problems is that your phantom boyfriend keeps ghosting you. Bricardi, you should have known this wasn't going to last long. In the vows, they say, "Till death do us part." Technically, his only option was to leave. All right, if you already come in dead, parting was just next on the list. I actually have some of her wedding vows. We have footage from the actual wedding. This is real, people. Listen.
"Do you take Eduardo to be your partner in the adventure that lies ahead? Do you promise to walk side by side to the ends of the earth? Do you take Eduardo as your partner from now until the end of time?"
"I do."
"Eduardo, do you take Ricard to be your partner in the adventure that lies ahead? Do you promise to walk side by side to the ends of the earth? Do you take Ricard to be your partner from now until the end of time?"
"He does."
I keep telling y'all, segregation was a great concept that was poorly executed. Should have been based on intelligence and behavior and not race, okay? I, for one, am shocked that they are getting a divorce because I'm sure they had no problems with communication because I don't know why, but I feel like her husband was very transparent with her, okay? I'm almost willing to bet she could see right through him. All right, now they tried to get on the same page. She said for weeks they got nowhere in regards to wedding dates. She even designed a Ouija board of wedding dates to see which they were both drawn to. Some of y'all have really watched one too many episodes of Wednesday Addams, but let's play along. Bricardi says that her ghost groom had turned into a complete groomzilla, and his list of demands grew daily. And she said that her ghost groom had become increasingly possessive.
What?
Does she mean possessed or possessive? All right. Mm-mm-mm. She even claims that Eduardo got too drunk during their honeymoon. A spirit drunk off spirits. Isn't that some form of supernatural cannibalism? Now, would you like to know, Lauren and Envy, what really caused them to separate?
I would love to know.
Apparently, her ghost groom is fascinated with Marilyn Monroe. And the ghost of Marilyn Monroe keeps popping up at the chapel that they got married at.
Oh, to speak her peace.
Bricardi said that her haunted husband would ghost her for days at a time and come back smelling like Chanel No. 5.
What are we talking
Marilyn
about?
Monroe's favorite perfume.
I don't know, Envy, but I'm going to go along with it.
I really hope that some of y'all don't die and smell like your favorite fragrance for all of eternity. Could you imagine smelling like cool water forever? Huh? Moral of the story is Bacardi and Eduardo are getting a divorce, and it sucks to hear them getting divorced because it's just another woman out here without a boo. Okay? Hit my boo, Red. Oh. No, I don't like that boo. I need what a sharper boo.
That's a homie boo.
Yeah, I don't need that kind of boo. I need a boo. A boo. She's out here without her boo. That's what I needed. Okay. Please give Bacardi the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Lauren.
We played that one because that's like funeral hymn music.
Lauren.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Got a question for you.
What?
How does a ghost cry when he's sad?
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. Yes, you got that one.
You're such a dad. Like, what?
Why was...
What? Lauren's like, I just heard that yesterday.
Why was the ghost embarrassed, Lauren?
Because, I don't know.
He had a booger. Hey, what more?
You see what you started?
Lauren, what do ghosts eat with meatballs? What do ghosts eat with meatballs?
I don't know. Envy, tell me.
Spooketti. Oh, my. I got one more.
This is what happens when you age, what we talked about yesterday. Please spare me.
Give me another one, Envy.
Okay. What do you say when you catch a ghost?
Got you.
I got you, boo. I got one last one. One last one.
I got you, boo.
What's a ghost's favorite treat?
Boogers.
Blueberries.
Ice cream. Get it? Ice cream.
Ooh, I like that one. All right.
All right, well, shout out to BET. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace, BET.
And for anybody out there looking for any spirit lovers, man, because you know that you got chubby chasers out there. Mm-hmm. And then you got people who... you got chubby chasers. Those are people who like, you know... the chunky amongst us, and then you have people who like women who like ghosts. So you can go on Eternal Harmony.
Wait, that's a thing?
No, that's not no damn thing.
Yes, you can.
I don't believe you.
Go to Eternal Harmony and find you a soulmate. They got ghouls and goblins, maybe some zombies.
It's my single body.
Looking for somebody. Anybody.
Don't believe them.
Anybody's really.
Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, Lauren, during the rumors.
Did you say peace to BET?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
Lauren was saying in her room is that about the young lady named Veronica that threw the 36GG bra at Drake, right?
1G.
No, 36G.
Yes.
And now she got offers from Playboy. So we're going to open up the phone lines and ask you this. 800-585-1051. You guys out there working, you're on the road, you're doing your, whatever you got to do to support your family.
Keep in mind.
If Playboy offered you an opportunity.
Yes.
Would you take it?
Lauren ready to go, but keep in mind,
yes.
She's an entrepreneur,
uh-huh.
Right?
Who just became, I don't want to say unemployed, but you did just quit TMZ, but you're still an entrepreneur, so you got
means, yeah, I got the income.
You know, mm-hmm. She's in here drinking at 8 in the morning. She correct. Said she'd do it.
First of all.
I just want to put her circumstances out there before
that's
we
true.
Say why she would do it. I don't know if she would have did this.
You made
week.
Me seem like I got a whole bunch of issues.
Oh, no.
The baggage was heavy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm just not mad at sis for getting her money. Like, do what
so
you
want. So we're asking. 800-585-1051. Mm-hmm. Would you do Playboy if you got the opportunity like mm-hmm. this lady? That mm-hmm. is the question.
I don't think she get an opportunity. I think it's all cap.
We gonna see. Playboy sliding that DM.
Now, you, some of you people out there, just remember, you got kids. You got to drop your kids off at school. You got to take them to play dates and all that. Would you do Playboy?
Mm-hmm. Kidless mm-hmm. Lauren.
And also, you know, Playboy, they not gonna cut the picture. So it's whatever you see in the mirror is what Playboy gonna put out there.
Hilarious.
No, you.
We're gonna talk about it when we come back.
Why you say that? They're not gonna do the Photoshop to the.
No, they're not gonna freak down. No Photoshop. Whatever they see in the mirror.
Wait,
gonna put.
I can't like retouch myself.
We're gonna talk when we come back. 800-585-1051.
Playboy.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.